Welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastor Bob Thune and Pastor Dusty White of Corumdale Church. Every Wednesday, we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or a church leader in another context, we invite you to listen in. And we pray that the things that we're talking about might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. Today, we're talking about discipleship again.
Yes, we talked about discipleship last week, and this week we're going to continue the conversation. And so if you missed last week's conversation, I'd invite you to go back and listen to it. We'll be continuing that discussion. This week, we have our friend Alex in the studio with us, who you'll hear from in a minute. We thought it'd be fun to talk with him about discipleship. So here's basically what we said last week. We said discipleship is the best indicator of the health of a church or a movement. We said that a good definition of discipleship is 1 Corinthians 11:1, where Paul says, "Follow me as I follow Christ." And so there's an assumption that I am actively following Christ. I'm pursuing becoming more like Jesus. And then I'm inviting other people to follow me as I follow Christ. And so there is very much a component of leadership and following. There's an assumption that I'm not a perfect example of what it means to follow Christ, but I am a credible example of what it means to follow Christ. And so if someone follows me and learns from my example, they'll be on the right path. And we use the example of parenting, and then in raising children, in a sense, we want our kids to grow up to be like us, not exactly like us, not like us in our failures and follies, but like us in the sense of if they sort of pattern their life after ours, they'll be off on the right foot. And that's a good sort of metaphor for discipleship. So this week, we asked Alex to join us because Alex is a younger disciple in our church, a guy who became a Christian more recently and sort of is sort of in the early phases of spiritual formation. Dusty and I talked a little bit about our stories last week, and that's a longer-term story. So I thought it'd be fun to have Alex join the conversation and help us think about discipleship. So Alex, just summarize for us real briefly, how and when did you come to know Jesus?
Yeah, I became a Christian on the patio of Jones Brothers on a Wednesday. I remember Dusty going through Galatians and Romans, and that's when I just kind of, Jesus kind of softened my heart and came to tears. So
there's
backstory.
Yeah, there's a little bit of backstory.
So I got connected with Corumdale through my sister who went to church in Kansas City. After sitting in the back after, you know, a month or two, I finally got connected into the Bible reading group. And from that, that's when I first heard the gospel.
Yeah, so Dusty, you were leading that Bible reading group. I remember meeting you. I don't know, was it the first Sunday you came or was it after you'd been sitting in the back for a little bit, Alex?
I think it was after,
okay.
After a while.
So your sister introduced you to me and connected you to Justin and then to Dusty. So what was that? What was the context of that Bible reading group? What were you kind of trying to accomplish there, Dusty?
Yeah, so it was a summer group, and so we were reading through the Bible for 3 months. It was kind of a loose agenda, but we had kind of a roadmap of where we were headed. And I remember meeting Alex on that Sunday morning, and you were really eager to learn. I remember your disposition not being like, "Well, my sister told me I need to do something, so I guess I'll do it." I remember you being like, "Dude, yeah. I'm ready. Where can I? Let's meet now." You know, and so you had a real teachable and humble demeanor about you. And I remember you plugging into that group and showing up. I just invited you. We'd met 1 week. Yep, I invited you to the second week. And you were a little nervous, I remember, because you were like, "I've never read the Bible at all. I don't know what you're talking about." And we just opened up the Bible together. And there's probably 9 guys there. We were slowly going through the Bible.
So the interesting thing, the conversation we wanted to have this week, last week we talked a lot more about making disciples, the idea of inviting people to follow me as I follow Christ. We wanted to focus this week more on the follower side of that. Of how do you so Alex, in your experience, you know, what does it look like as a brand new Christian to say I need to be discipled? How do I pursue that? How do I ask somebody? How do I assert myself and say, "Hey, can someone help me grow here?" And so I wanted you guys to talk, you and Dusty, a little bit about how did that work in your interactions, and how can we help people listening think about not just how to make disciples, but how to be and become a disciple.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember in that Bible reading group, which was a large group, I think there was probably about 9 guys there. None of them were really connected to one another, except we were unified around Scripture for the summer. But I remember after a week or two asking, I believe Josh, just Bible reading group was over, and I grabbed him for about 30 seconds and just said, hey, I think Alex is really ready to dive in at a deeper level beyond just this group. Would you mind touching base with him? And yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We ended up meeting, I don't know how many times. It was probably over a course of a year. It was like every Tuesday or Thursday we would meet up at Starbucks and just dive through scripture. We did 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. We did Proverbs, and we just did a lot of here's what scripture is, here's who Jesus, and how does this actually play out.
So Josh at that time was a fairly young disciple as well.
Right? Yeah, just right? barely out ahead of Alex.
Yeah.
You know?
So Alex, I'm curious, what did that look like for you entering into those conversations, being kind of new to the Bible, new to scripture, new to discipleship? What expectations did you have going into your meetings with Josh?
I think the expectations was I had no idea what the text was talking about. And Josh really helped me how do I go about reading scripture in a way that I'm asking questions and diving deeper and then answering the questions I have within the text. And so that was probably foundational and like actually kind of nice.
And part of the cool backstory to that is Josh became a Christian through another guy in our church, Aaron, who worked with him for years and shared the gospel with him and slowly and patiently walked him toward faith in Christ. And so there's really sort of a chain of discipleship going on there.
Yeah. What's really interesting to me about that too is you were led to Christ in community. Yep. So you're in community in relationship with your sister, you're in community in a church, you show up to a Bible reading group, you become converted basically through community.
Yep.
And then I remember that patio, that Wednesday, that was a Wednesday night. Yep. I think we met for dinner. And then later that night, there was a prayer gathering going on. Yep. And so I was like, hey, let's go to this prayer gathering together. And I remember that being brand new to you, but in a sense, community has been a huge part of it the whole time.
Yeah.
So Dusty, I'm curious, I would say for both of us, Alex is a little bit like a son in the faith. I mean, he's a guy that we've seen grow up in Christ in our church. So as you relate to a guy like Alex, who, you know, we're pastoring lots of men, and so you have a young man like Alex who's a newer Christian, hungry, growing. What does it look like as a leader to help give him paths to walk on and help connect him with guys like Josh? Why in your mind, I guess, is what I'm asking. Why Josh? Why did that connection come to you? And what have you done to try to facilitate those kinds of connections?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Bob. I think Alex, you've probably picked this up already. He wants to know why all the time. And so if scripture talks about something, he wants to know the why behind all of that. And so he's really eager to learn. He's a computer programmer. And so there's programming in his DNA just naturally. And so that's just how he's wired. And I remember Josh having a similar story. He wanted to know why this and why that and why demons and just big theological, biblical, contextual questions. So in my mind, it was a challenge to Josh. He had never discipled anybody. And I think there was just a natural relationship there in my mind.
Let's talk some about what disposition does it take? So I think what you've mentioned is Alex had a certain disposition of a learner longing to know. And what is it about that that's crucial to discipleship? And what about people who don't have that sort of disposition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, to be frank, it's really hard to be discipled if you're not teachable, right? And so you have to be teachable in order to be effectively discipled. And so that's also a vulnerable spot to be in. Alex, when you became a Christian, you were succeeding. You were ahead. I remember ahead in the curve when it came to education, graduating early, I believe, and things like that. Career was mapped out. And then now you become a Christian, and this is brand new. It's not just a brand new category of life. It's a whole new way of life.
Yep.
And I remember you feeling a little bit like a fish out of water there, but you were teachable and eager to learn. And so there's something to be said about that, Bob.
Just as we're talking, three categories that come into mind that I borrow from Dallas Willard. He talks about vision, intention, and means.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have a vision of who you want to become. There has to be an intention to go that direction, and then the means of actually making progress. So you're talking a little bit, Dusty, about the vision, the gap between who I am and where I want to be and being okay with that gap.
Yep.
And not trying to pretend like it's not there. Talk a little bit now about intention. What does it mean to intend to become a disciple and to avail myself of that sort of that desire?
Yeah. So I think when Willard talks about intentions, he's talking too about, okay, this is who I am. Now I'm actually going to have to apply myself, right? I'm going to have to apply myself to something. And the something is who I currently am right now today. So what am I going to do? I can't just have intentions. I'm going to have to actually do something.
Right. And that gets us to the means question. And so what would you say, Alex, going back to you, what have been the most helpful means of discipleship in your life? So you mentioned reading scripture.
Yeah.
You've mentioned being in community. What are the things, if you just look back and go, man, here's the key pieces of the puzzle that have been really important to becoming a disciple, to growing in discipleship, what are they?
Yeah, I would say just time. That was the first thing. With Josh and with Kevin, they just spent a lot of time with me. And even Mike, just spending a lot of time with me, not just like maybe once a month, but like in the current stage, it's just like walking with me. I remember, you know, there's like once a day every week, Mike and I would have a discussion about like me just being frustrated and him willing to be able to like just to speak into that and just be patient with me. So I would say like time is a major thing, and patience from the other person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think too, there's a sense where with that time that you're allowing yourself and with the time that the other people are giving you, there's a sense where you have to be vulnerable to all your areas of life. Yeah. Right. And so growing up as a Christian means, I knew what it looked like to date as a non-Christian, even though it didn't go well. Now what does it look like to date as a Christian? I have no idea. I remember you saying, I have no idea what it looks like to date as a Christian man. What is this? This is just foreign to me.
Yeah.
How am I going to be a wise steward of my money now? And just those kinds of things.
So there's a whole life component, right? If discipleship is teach them to observe everything I've commanded mm-hmm. you, that's the Great Commission. There's a sense in which discipleship means rewiring the whole way that I learned to look at life. And that's a significant challenge and requires a significant degree of vulnerability mm-hmm. and willingness to say, all right, I need some help in learning things like dating, stewardship, whatever.
Yeah. And I think it's key too, Bob, for all of us who are doing discipleship to just the best analogy here for me that I like is we're in a sense working on the engine as we drive the car down the road, right? It's not ideal. You'd like to pull over, make everything perfect, shut the hood, get back in and go. But I remember, Alex, you just being at our house and you sensing and having the discernment that I might even be off. And you caring enough about even my context to say, hey, you doing all right? And I'll say, actually, no, I'm frustrated or this happened or, you know, no, I'm growing in holiness as well. And so that's the whole idea of 1 Corinthians, right? I'm growing in this, follow me into this, and we're going to make it through the gospel.
Which gets us back to kind of where we started last week, which is to say discipleship is actually the only way to grow in the gospel, because if I'm not being pushed by someone else, exposing my weaknesses and vulnerabilities, I'm not going to trust in Christ more. And if I'm not investing in someone and actually having someone to pass things off to, I'll only care about what I need and not the broader things that the people of God need in order to become all that Jesus wants them to be. So thank you for the conversation. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here. Great to see what God's done in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thanks, guys. That's going to wrap up this week's conversation. We invite you, the listener, to join the conversation with us or suggest conversation topics by tweeting us at @CorumDeoOmaha on Twitter. We'll see you again next week for the Wednesday conversation.